This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Says she made tshuva. Is designated for days that we do tshuva. It's called Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Within the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we have a Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Tshuva. Simply, Shabbos Tshuva is because it's the Shabbos in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And every 10 days has to have a Shabbos, and that's Shabbos Tshuva. I saw letters from the Brisker Rav, Zecheinu Levracha, and Rabbi Chaim Eizer, where they dated the letters Gimel L'Tshuva, Dalet L'Tshuva, which means that every day is a day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. They would write Gimel L'Tshuva, Dalet L'Tshuva, and thus Shabbos Tshuva means the Shabbos in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I think it's a lot deeper. But the name Shabbos Tshuva doesn't just mean it's the Shabbos within the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but it's Shabbos which the Shabbos, the Avedus Hayoyim, the Shabbos of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva is a Shabbos which the avoid of the day is to do tshuva, and it's the essence of that Shabbos. Not just coincidentally, it's the Shabbos within the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. It's Takeh Shabbos tshuva. The Shabbos that the essence of that day is to do tshuva. And I see this clearly. The Yud Gimel Midas that you say when you take out the Sefer Torah, we say it on Yom Tov, but you don't say it on Shabbos. You never say Shabbos Yud Gimel Midas. There is though a minig. If you look at the Art Scroll Siddur, he brings that some have this minig, some do it, that on Shabbos Tshuva, you do say Yud Gimel Midas. So I see the Sheminig, in Bells they do it, in Puppah, I see the Niti Gavriel brings that these are Minhagim from different communities, to say the Yud Gimel Midas, even though it's Shabbos, Shabbos Tshuva. You say Yud Gimel Midas when you take out the Sefer Torah. So you see that it's different than regular Shabbos. Where on regular Shabbosim, we wouldn't say Yud Gimel Midas. If Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Shabbos, we won't say Yud Gimel Midas. But Shabbos Tshuva, you say Yud Gimel Midas. And there's a Makar for this. It's not just a minig. There's a Makar for this minig in the Rishonim. The Rosh at the end of Rosh Hashanah brings down Rav Natarai Goyin said that you could fast on Shabbos Tshuva. Normally you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But you're allowed to fast on Shabbos Tshuva. And he says that that was the minig of the Chachamim of his time, to fast on Shabbos Tshuva. The Rosh comes and he says, Hayitachin, it's Shabbos, how could you fast? It's a davar tema, it's a wonder, it can't be such a thing. Yet, Rav Natarai Goyin held that you could fast on this Shabbos. He says, these days are different. The Lashon he uses, these are different days, it's not regular days. What does Rav Natarai Goyin mean? What I'm explaining to you, that Shabbos Tshuva is not just Shabbos that happened to fall out on the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The essence, the Avodas Hayoyim of this Shabbos to do Tshuva. And the mainly held you could fast, because fasting is part of doing Tshuva. So you see that the Shabbos Tshuva is not just coincidentally the Shabbos in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But it's the Shabbos of Tshuva. It's the Shabbos designated to do Tshuva. It's the Shabbos that the essence and Avedis Hayayim of the Shabbos is to do Tshuva. What does it mean, Shabbos Tshuva? It's deep, Rabbi Yisai. I think there's a lot of insight into the fact that it's called Shabbos Tshuva. First, we have to understand what Tshuva is. And I think if we properly understand Tshuva, we'll understand its significance in Shabbos Tshuva. How the Shabbos and the Tshuva are linked together. That this Shabbos, its essence is a Shabbos of Tshuva. What is Tshuva, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam codifies Tshuva in his Hagdamah to Hilchas Tshuva. Mitzvah sase achas. Hilchas Tshuva has one mitzvah. V'hu sheyashev achayte michetei lifnei Hashem. V'yizvada. He should be Yashuv Achayte Michetei Lifnei Hashem V'yizvada. The Rambam seems to emphasize. The Rambam seems to stress Lifnei Hashem. That the tshuva is done in front of Hashem. The Rambam in Perik Beis also seems to stress this point. In Halacha Dalid. Midarki Hatshuva. Liyos Hashav Tzoyek Tomid Lifnei Hashem. The way of the Baal Tshuva is to scream, to call out in Tefillah, Lifnei Hashem B'Pchiyo B'Sachnunim. And again, the Rambam stresses the Lifnei Hashem. What is the emphasis of Lifnei Hashem in Tshuva? Now the Rambam brings this Lifnei Hashem in the Vidui also, in Halach Aleph. The Rambam says that when you do Tshuva, Chayiv Luzvadus of Neach Kel Baruch Hu. So here, by Vidui, it takes on a different meaning, L'chayra. Because here, Vidui means to talk, to confess. So you confess has to be in front of somebody. When a person's mizvada, he's mizvada too. Every vidui has to be two. So it's to the Rebbeinu Shleil, Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. But in his introduction, he doesn't put the Lifnei Hashem on the vidui, but on the tshuva. Sheyashav achayte michetai Lifnei Hashem. Everything's Lifnei Hashem. Whatever your mitzvah you do, whatever action you take is Lifnei Hashem. Why is there an emphasis that tshuva is Lifnei Hashem? See, by the vidui, the Rambam also says, in Halach Aleph, Chayiv Lizvadois, Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Yeah, okay, vidui means that I say the vidui too. So it's to the Eibishter, Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. But in the tshuva, it's Lifnei Hashem. Tshuva is, everything's Lifnei Hashem. Obviously, the Lifnei Hashem is significant in the tshuva. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? And it's interesting. We say, Avinu Malkeinu Achzireinu B'tshuva Shleima Lefanecha. Again, Lefanecha. The emphasis on the word Lefanecha. What's the emphasis on the word? So you see again, the Lifanecha is an intricate part of the tshuva. You see the Lifanecha is an intricate part of the tshuva. So what is it? Notice that we say the word Shleima. What does Shleima mean? Complete? Yeah, okay, the Rabbi Yonah tells us in Shar Aleph that there's Madregis to tshuva. Tshuva has its steps. So maybe we say, Achzireinu b'tshuva shleima, that we should go through all the steps of tshuva, the complete tshuva, maybe. But I think after we understand the Lefanecha properly, we'll understand the shleima also. A little differently than just simply that there's a complete tshuva and an incomplete tshuva. What is the Lefanecha? The Michtam Eliyahu is Meir the Shaila. And he brings from Bali Musar that the Pshat in Lefanecha means that it should be such a tshuva that pierces in front of you. You know, a person could do tshuva. Who says it's really sincere deep down in the heart? Who knows what's really going on inside the person? Tshuva is not just the action, it has to come from within. So how do you know a person could do tshuva? Maybe it's not a complete tshuva because it's external. Even the tshuva that will pass your inspection, that's what lefanecha means. That even in front of you, Rabbeinu Shleilam, that you know what's going on at the heart of the person. It should be such a tshuva. So then we understand the word shleim in that context. That it has to be a tshuva which is complete, not external. It has to be deep. The Rambam uses such a lashon. He says that when you do tshuva, till the Eibishter could testify, that Hashem, who knows deep in the heart, he'll testify that the person's going to do the tshuva. Good. So then we have the pshat lefonecha, such a tshuva that even in front of you it's tshuva. Because by you there's no... playing around. It is or it isn't. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows what's going on inside the heart. So it's a tshuva lefanecha. Even such a tshuva that passes your inspection. It's glat kosher even by the Rebbeinu Shlom. Okay? And the Rebbeinu Shlom knows what's going on inside. So it's shleima lefanecha. I would like to give another taich in the lefanecha and then memela in the shleima. In the same vein of what we're trying to bring out, the tshuva is lifnei Hashem. What does tshuva lifnei Hashem mean? I saw in Sefer Tamid Dvaira, he asked an interesting question. You know, we talk about the Rebbeinu Shleilam cleaning Klal Yisrael. Mechei v'have psho'enu. Rebbeinu Shleilam, you erase, you take away. We speak about lifnei mi atem mitayir umi mitayir eschem. Avichem shema shemayim de Eibishter. Is it for the Eibishter to sit there and clean the dirt? It's not for the king to do it. You send a messenger. You send a servant to clean it, right? Right? You send a cleaning lady. But yes, it's. Kaviyachov is a Bainishlayon to sit there and clean that. The bathrooms are cleaned by a cleaning lady. It's dirt. So I always say pshat from year to year, I tell you this. That's why it says Avichem Shabashamayim. Because only a father could do it. You know, when a child is dirty, so you give it to the mother. Because only a mother's going to clean the kid. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the Av. He's the Father. He'll clean us. Avichem Shabashamayim. Because otherwise, it's not for a melech. It's for the king to clean us. It's interesting. Mechei v'haver. We asked the Eibush himself to do it. Because the Eibush is the Tata. But Taimit Veri says a different shot. Taimit Veri says, Tshuva is an interesting dynamic. What is tshuva? Tshuva works that I try to come close and the Rebbeinu Shlom takes over to bring me close. Tshuva is the mekarev and the miskarev. It's almost like a shnayim she'asu. I try to come close and the Rebbeinu Shlom then takes over and brings me close. Says Taimit Dvaira, therefore it has to be done by the people themselves who are doing the action of Mekarev and Miskarev. I have to come. I can't send someone else to do it. I have to come, right? And the person who, L'Havdil, here it's the Eibishter who's being Mekarev me, he has to do it. So therefore, Mechei V'Havi P'sho'enu Rebbeinu Shlom himself. It can't be that Mechei V'Havi, we send someone else to do it. I'd love to give a mashal here. It's a shidach. Tshuva is a shidach between the Yid and the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Tell me, could a shidduch work with another stranger? No. The stranger could be a shatchan, maybe. He could try to give you mussar and coach you. But the actual shidduch has to be between the two parties. The miskariv and the mekariv. I start and he responds. Mele, it has to be layal yidei shliach. A shidduch can't be unless the parties themselves are involved and accept. And that's a shidduch. Let's say you could have a shliach lekaddish, right? Good. But tell me, under the chuppah, you'll have somebody. You can imagine you have a chasna. The chasna couldn't make it. So he sends someone else under the chuppah to be there. Can't work, right? You need the chasna and the kala. You need the mekarev and the miskarev. Klal Yisrael comes, and Rebbeinu Shlom takes, and therefore it has to be directly the Rebbeinu Shleilu Mechei v'havib sh'einu mineged einech. I believe that the word tshuva needs to be properly understood. What does tshuva mean? So pashut, the word shav means to change course. V'shav macharecha, even away from the Eibishta. V'shav machri Hashem, it's to change course away. So the Baal tshuva means that he's in one path, he's on one course, and he changes course a different direction in life. And it happens to be that it's a direction of keeping Torah mitzvahs and on its way to being close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. But the point of tshuva is to change path. That's one pshat that the Mefarshim explain in the translation of the word tshuva. Vishav, changing. Shuva Yisrael, change. Ephraim is snided. I told you from Rabbi Yeruchim that what does Rebbeinu Shlom like about Ephraim? That he's misnided. He's capable of change. Goyim are not capable of change at all. They're set in their ways and that's it. He is able to change course. We spoke about this in the past. He's nesoyer and he changes quickly his path. Shav. Changing path. Another translation that the Mefarshim bring, that the word tshuva is to return. What are you returning to? Maral in tshuva speaks that you're returning to your original state of the way you were born. A person's born, he's naki, he's clean. A person is born, he is without avera. The Rambam at the end of Zrayim says a person is born yasher, straight, clean, erlich. Now this person went off the course of that. He changed who he was to become not Yashar and not Naki from Chet. Tshuva is to go back to that original state. It's interesting, Rabbi Yoini uses a lashon always that when you do tshuva, it's kiilu bay bay yoim neilad. You're born that day. The Goyim used this expression. It's stolen from Rabbi Yoini. It's from the Rishonim. Like, if I may use the word born again, what's that? Born in Yechayzi, you go back to when you were like a little child. You go back to the way you were created. That's how the Maral explains tshuva in the context of chazara. Tshuva to return, returning to your original state, the way you were created. The Rambam, I believe, learns a whole different pshat in the word tshuva. Rambam, in Perik Zayin, Halacha Vav, Yidoyle tshuva, Shemekareves Sa'adam La'shchina. Brings back the person to the Shechina. Shenemar Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Alikecha, V'nema V'leishavtim Adinu Ma'ashem, V'nemim tashu Yisrael no Hashem elai tashu kiloimar im tachzu b'tshuva b'sidbak ha'tshuva mikareves esrachaykim. Tshuva brings close the Rechaikim. So the word tshuva is to return to who? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now we understand what it means that tshuva, lifnei Hashem, a person when he does an aveira, he becomes separated from Hashem. He becomes banished from being lifnei Hashem. He's rachik from the lifnei Hashem. The lifnei Hashem by him is now far because he's from his aveiris, his muvdal, he's separated from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the tshuva brings him taka lifnei Hashem, and that's why I believe the Rambam l'shitasei translates tshuva shiyashav achaita lifnei Hashem. The tshuva is shiyitzak tamid lifnei Hashem. He lives, he returns lifnei Hashem and lives that way. In a matzav of lifnei Hashem. You notice we say, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitar eschem, lifnei mi. See again, the lifnei means you're in front of the Eibishter, while when you were doing your Averis, you were far from the Eibishter. So tshuva means to return, and Shiyashav Achaita stresses, and the Rambam is Madgish, lifnei Hashem, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an interesting night of Yehuda. He talks about Sigufim. Should a person do Yisurim, bring on himself Sigufim, acts of difficulty to do tshuva? He says no. Because Ikar HaTshuva is not the Tainus. It's a Tafel HaTshuva. What's Ikar HaTshuva? Azivas Chet, Fidu Dvarim, Charat Belev Shalom, Yiskarvus, Vislahavus, Leo Vesabayra, Vahainu Tshuva Shiyashu Lashem Yirachameyus. You see, a part of the Tshuva, the Ikar, is talking to come close back to the Eibishter. It's talking to do the acts of tshuva, but like there is made to be Huda, in Adur Kama, or Chaim Simen Lamed Hei clearly writes that part of the Ikriya tshuva is his skarvus, v'hislahavus, lel v'sabayra. Come close back to the Eibishter. You were far, now you come close. This Rambam, that's Yashuv. Lifnei Hashem, that you return in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an interesting mechilta, Chazal, that the Chinuch in Simen Shin Samach Dalet brings down. Chinuch brings down that there was a hava mina, that maybe tshuva and vidui is only in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe only in Eretz Yisrael. Mashmalon, it's everywhere. He brings from the psukim, it's mashma, you, your children, wherever you are. Why would I think it's only in Eretz Yisrael? So the truth is, if you look at the words of the Chinuch, quoting the Mechilta, it's mashma because ikra kapara shama. The Beis HaMikdash is there. The Karbonis are there. So the kapara is always in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe the vidui, which is also kapara, is strictly in Eretz Yisrael. Still needs explanation. Lamais, it's not a mitzvah atluyas baritz. Why would I think that dafka, vidui, tshuva should be something that's only in Eretz Yisrael? I think Rabbeis said the pshat is the lifnei Hashem. Since tshuva means to come close, but not just close, it means to come close, mamish to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz you can't do that. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz you can't reach that lifnei Hashem. You know, it says by Kayin that when he did his Aveira, the Lashon L'Pasuk is interesting. Vayetze Kayin mi'lifnei Hashem. It's interesting. He uses the same words. Lifnei Hashem. Kayin left from before Hashem. When he did his Aveira by killing his brother. The Kuzri, Taka translates Lifnei Hashem by Kayin Yerushalayim. whenever the makam that Yerushalayim was designated to be, he had to leave that. Because Vayetze Milifnei Hashem. Apella. You see already that the Lifnei Hashem is only in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, near the Makam HaMikdash. Like it says, Samachtim Lifnei Hashem, Shivas Yom, that's where. Lifnei Hashem, it's in front of the Eibush in the Beis HaMikdash. That's only in front of Hashem, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat in Lifnei Hashem? Maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's taka Lifnei Hashem. What's the chiddush of Tshuva Rabbeis? It's even a chutz laretz. And I think, you know what the pshat in that means? That a person could reach to Lifnei Hashem through his tshuva, even a chutz laretz. Chiddush is that even in chutz laretz, a person could create that he should be Lifnei Hashem through his tshuva. Where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what matziv you're in, no matter how far you've fallen, and no matter how far you're removed, a person with tshuva could create that he's Lifnei Hashem. That he's before the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that's the Chiddush, the Mechilta Ait, but maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael that this Lifnei Hashem exists. Kamash Malon, that he could create this Lifnei Hashem through tshuva anywhere, anytime, no matter who you are. The Pasuk tells us, V'shafto ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a pasuk in Kisavai, Vashafta ad Hashem Elokecha. You do tshuva. There's another pasuk in Hosea, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Chayra, it's the same pasuk. One's in the Torah and the other one's in Tanakh, right? The Tanakh is the Haftarah of Shabbos Hagot, Shabbos Tshuva, right? We say Shuva Yisrael, that's the Haftarah. The Gemara in Yuma Peivav says, you know what it means, Ad Hashem Elokecha? Ad v'ad b'chlal. And a person is able to reach Mamish to Kisei HaKavod. Through tshuva, it's Ad, literally Ad. Ad v'ad b'chlal. It's machlokes, do we say Ad v'loy ad b'chlal? Ad v'ad. Here we say Ad v'ad b'chlal. That you can mamish reach the Kisei HaKavod. Yeah. What pasuk did the Gemara bring? Shuva Yisrael, the pasuk from Tanakh. Frek the Marsha. Why do we bring the pasuk from Tanakh? Hosea, Shuva Yisrael, the after of Shabbos Shuva. What's wrong with the Chumash that says V'shafta Ad Hashem Elokecha? Answers the Marsha Teretz, and we're going to say it in, with a little bit v'mezak zaltz and pfeffer, tzuleg and abyssal at the hair over here. V'shafta means you. You have to try to get Ad Hashem Elokecha. How do you know you can reach that? Shuva Yisrael, who's talking? The Eibishter. The Eibishter is able to take you and bring you Ad Hashem Elokecha. For you on your own, possibly. Wait, how does a yid, any yid, able to reach v'shafta? No, you're supposed to aim v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. But who said it's going to happen? Rabbeinu Yonah writes clearly, you know what tshuva is? Tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlom does most of the work on the tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when a person comes to do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yoinov, Yisbar b'Torah ki yazer. This is the beginning of Shari Tshuva. Ki yazer Hashem lashovim. Kasher ein yativo maseges. In nature, in tchuna, in kaiches, they can't reach such levels of tshuva. Aber the Rabbeinu Shalom is mechadesh b'kirbam roch tahara lahasig ma'alas avasai v'shaftar Hashem alikecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom does all this. So you, v'shafta, maybe he's trying to reach Ad Hashem Elikecha, and that's, you should aim for it. But you still don't know the tshuva reaches the kisya covered from that. Where do you see that? Because the Eibishter says Shuvah Yisrael. He's taking, he's doing the next part of the work. Chazal tell us, Pishuli Pesach Echudish Amachat. The person maybe does very little. He just opens up the little doorway. The size of a hole of a pin. But the Rebbeinu Shem does the rest of the work. That's this time at Vayir, Rabbi say. The Miskarev and the Mekarev. The Miskarev starts the process. The Mekarev does the end of the process. And the way Rabbi Yoina seems to explain, most of the work. Most of the work. Most of the job is done in a gather of that the Rebbeinu Shem does most of the work. And if I may say, if not even Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Yachal, by Shnayim Shasu, in order for it to be considered both of their actions, you need Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Yachal. By Tshuva, it's Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Yachal. How much could we do already? We're weak. Yet the Rebbeinu Shloim comes and he fulfills his promise that I'll take you to the Kisya Kovet. I'll bring you mamash to the Kisya Kovet. Yeah? I think with this we can explain the famous Yerushalmi at the end of Masechtas Makkos. Yerushalmi says that they asked wisdom what should happen to a chayta. So wisdom says he should have a bad life. They ask a Navi, Nevuah, what should happen to the chayta. So he says, the Navi says, that they should have death. Death, they should die. They went and asked the Eibishter, Dr. Rebbeinu Shlom, he should go to tshuva. Fregen Ale, they all asked the question, what do you mean, the Chachma doesn't know the Pasuk in Chumash V'Shafta that there's tshuva? The Navi doesn't know that there's such a thing called tshuva? Why would they not answer to do tshuva? Why only the Eibishter answers? And the way I explained it to you, it's Ashidach, they say, between the Mekarev and the Miskarev. The Chacham can't be more than the Shatchan. He could try to give you Musar. The Navi could push you along and help you to do the Shidduch. But the Shidduch has to come from who? The Miskarev and the Mekarev. So the Rebbeinu Shloim has to say Yashuv. That's the Pshat in the Chazal. Avada, they know there's such a thing called the Shidduch. But they're not the ones who could say yes to the Shidduch. That's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi saying is they ask Chachma, Chachma says, what should I tell you? I know there's tshuva, but I can't tell you that you'll have tshuva. It has to be the Eibishter gives brings you back. They ask the Novi, I don't know what to tell you. I know there's such a thing called tshuva. I'm not arguing what's straight and pasik. But then when they ask the Eibishter, Vaschatz, yes, the answer is yes. I want to tell him to come back and I'll take him back. That's Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that they shal l'chachma, shal l'nevuah, and then they were shal to Rabbeinu Shloim, he said, Yashuv. But this Rabbi say, I want to explain an interesting chazal. You notice the Rambam says that what's the Pshat? That when you do tshuva, you come to the Kisya HaKavod. He is. Not only you come to the Kisya HaKavod. Not only Lifnei Hashem, that you're before the Eibishter. From Lifnei was Mashma, you're standing before him. But the Gemara is Mashma to the Kisya HaKavod, which is even under him. Right? Just Lifnei Hashem, you stand in front of the king. How about Lifnei Hashem, Kisya HaKavod, which is Mamish the throne. How about one more step? The Rambam says more than that. The Rambam says, Kiloimar, Im Tachzor B'Tshuva, Bi Sidbuk. It's more. That your mamish become Davuk. That's where I got my analogy, my mashal to Shidduch. It's more than just come and be my friend and let's. We can dine together, you there and me over here in front of me. It's more than that. It's davuk. Be sit. Become part of the Eibishter. Become sitbuk. Yeah, the Rambam is saying, what is tshuva? Tshuva doesn't just mean lifnei, that you're standing in front of him. It's more than that. It's be sidbuk. What you become. You become attached to the Eibishter. Yeah. I think with this we can explain a Meir Chazal. Chazal tell us that Kayin, he did tshuva. Ayetze Kayin milifnei Hashem, but he did tshuva. Adam Arishan finds Kayin, he meets him. And he asks him, what happened? You killed your brother, well, how are you still walking around? What's going on? What happened? What happened to your mishpat? You kill somebody, you're supposed to die, you're supposed to be taken away from the world. So he says, I did tshuva. Wow, said Adam Arisha, had I only known that you could do tshuva, I would have done tshuva in Gan Eden, and maybe I wouldn't have been kicked out of Gan Eden. I could have done tshuva in Gan Eden, I wouldn't have been kicked out of Gan Eden. Exclaims Adam Arisha, says the Medrash, he exclaimed, with the words, Mizmar Shir, Yayim HaShabbos. Adam Arishan was the author of the Perek in Tehillim of Mizmar Shir Yayim HaShabbos. And when did he say this? When did he author this Perek? When he heard that Kayin's tshuva was accepted. Many questions on this Chazal. What does Mizmar Shir Yayim HaShabbos have to do with tshuva? How did the Mizmar of Shabbos connect to the tshuva of Kayin? Second of all, Adam, you didn't know there was such a thing called tshuva? Third question I have. Tell me, did Kayin actually do tshuva and was forgiven? Wasn't forgiven. He still had to go to Galus, Nav and Nav Baaretz. He was still... Tell me, could you do tshuva if you kill your brother? I don't even know if there's such a thing. Move us for Yechaliskei, maybe. It's a good shayla in halacha. Is it shayla to do tshuva after you kill somebody? But amazing, you went and you killed. Maybe it's a ma'uvah sliyuchaliskite. How could you fix it? You bring back your brother. What does this chazal mean? He did tshuva, yet he still had to go to Galus. He did tshuva, Adam Rishon didn't know this, and he was so shocked. And I have a better question. So let him go do tshuva now. You just learned tshuva, so go do tshuva. If you just learned... Let's say you didn't know what it was till now, but now you know, so go do tshuva. What are you so overwhelmed? And also, and of course that's the main kasha, what does that have to do with Mizmar Shir Yayim HaShabbos? Pay attention. Remember I told you Shabbos tshuva, there's a connection. I believe the Pshat Rabbeis is like this. Vayetze Kayin Milifnei Hashem. Possibly, like I told you before, use the words Lifnei Hashem. When he sinned, he was kicked away from Lifnei Hashem. He did tshuva. What type of tshuva did he do? Now, to do tshuva to kill your brother isn't in 1 minute. He still had to go to Galus.
Yeah.
He still had to go to Galus. But, one thing he corrected, he wasn't any more away from Lifnei Hashem. The Eibishter said, the Lifnei Hashem, the Vayetze, that you were discommunicated from Lifnei Hashem, that he corrected. Adam Arishan hears that that's what the Koyach of Tshuva is. The Koyach of Tshuva means that it takes you back to a state of Tshuva, brings you back to your original state of being Lifnei Hashem. Like the Rambam says, Emes ho'yizeh sonu Lifnei Hamakim. The Rambam at the end of the Halacha Vav that I quoted before. Emes ha'yizeh sani lifnei amakai mishukitz meruchik teyev hayayim hu ahu v'nechmat karav yedid. You're not any more rachik from lifnei Hashem. Had I only known that, I would have done tshuva in Gan Eden to remain lifnei Hashem. He was in Gan Eden. He was lifnei Hashem. Gan Eden is Lifnei Hashem, the ultimate Lifnei Hashem, the epitome of Lifnei Hashem. And he was kicked out of that. Had he only known tshuva could correct that a person in 1 second with the tshuva, in 1 second, shemekareves esarachaykim, I would have taken care of that. So what did he say? Mizvah shiliyayin ha-Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, Shabbos is that. Shabbos makes b'sidbuk, that the person is able to attach himself to the Rabbi Yishlam. So Shabbos and the tshuva do the same thing. What Shabbos creates is what tshuva is meant to be, to come back lifnei Hashem. The Chida in Achol Kedumim writes, v'shavta is the same oishis as tshuva, which is the same oishis of Shabbos. V'shavta and tshuva is the same words, same letters. Why? Because tshuva and Shabbos produce the same results. It takes a person who's rachayk all week. He's far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's rachayk. And it brings him karayf to be davuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be sidbuk. That the person becomes, like the Rambam says, tshuva brings you back. You know how far back it brings you? It brings your mamash to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is tshuva, Shabbos, the same Isis. Tshuva and Shabbos, it's the same Isis. Kayim was Vayetzim Lifnei Hashem. Adam Chaps, Mizma Shiliyayim HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos. That there's something called returning to the Eibishta, even after you meruchik. It's never too late. No matter how far gone you've gotten, no matter where you are, you could always come back, be Sidba. Where did I see this from? I'll tell you where I saw this. There's an interesting halacha. An interesting halacha. Halacha is that Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't eat. It's called Tainus Tzadikim, not to eat on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn has to do with being hungry for the meal on Shabbos. By not eating Erev Shabbos, you make it that you should be hungry for the Shabbos meal. So if you look at the Kaf HaChayim, you look at the Kadmainim, it's Mashma, that it has to do tshuva more. Look at the Kaf HaChayim. It's Tainus Tzadikim to do tshuva on Erev Shabbos. Because Shabbos and tshuva is one and the same. It's the same word, it's the same oisius, the same name. Shabbos and tshuva. So you do tshuva, you can't fast on Shabbos because you're supposed to eat. So you fast Erev Shabbos. Now tell me on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to fast on Yom Kippur, right? So what do? Erev Yom Kippur? You eat. Shabbos is the exact opposite. On Shabbos you have to eat, so Erev Shabbos you have to fast. You know what Yom Kippur is called? Shabbos. Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbos. Why? It's the same Yisoid. Shabbos Tshuva. It's the same Yisoidus. What is the Indian of Yom Kippur? Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem to Taru. The Shabbos is also Lifnei Hashem. And where did I see this in the Rishayim? I'll tell you where I saw this in the Rishayim. The Rabban in Bamidbar Chavches Pasik Beis says that if you take a look, the karbonis of Shabbos, the musaf doesn't have a chatos. Yom Tovim there's a chatos in the musaf. Shabbos there's no chatos. Says the Ramban four or five words, perplexing words. You know why? Klal Yisrael is bazugai. That's what he said. Bazugai. Vakol shalom, so everything is fine. Everything is peace, there's no problem. What does the Ramban mean? I'll tell you what the Ramban means. The Gemara tells us that every day has its zug. Sunday is Monday, Tuesday is Wednesday, right? Thursday is Friday, So Shabbos came to complain, he's the odd man out. I don't have a zug, I don't have a peer. So Rabbi Yisrael said, don't worry. You know what your peer will be? Your peer will be Klal Yisrael. You and Klal Yisrael together. So what's the pshat? Bazug. You know who Shabbos is? What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Zohar writes clearly that one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos. The Sechemet quotes from the Chesed La'alafim, that quotes from, first he quotes the Ruach Chaim, who quotes the Chesed La'alafim, Mareches Aleph, that the name Shabbos should not be mentioned in the Beis HaKisei. Because Shabbos is Echem Yishmoysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Years ago, they put out a new gimmick to cover the lights, the switch on Shabbos. So they put like a cap, and they wrote on the word on it Shabbos. And there was a big tumult. Who said you're allowed to say the name Shabbos in the Beis HaKisei? You know, you're not allowed to say the name Shalom in the Beis HaKisei because it's also the name of Hashem. So imagine a person says Shabbos Shalom in the Beis HaKisei. It's double jeopardy. His mommy, he's going against two dinim. The Shabbos might be an issue and the Shalom is an issue. Sechemet himself says that not to paskin this berabim, but he says that he himself from here on in is going to be makbid on it. That he's not going to say the name Shabbos. I don't know why you don't want to paskin it berabim. He says, hey, Megalon, let's snoo him. It's an interesting lashon there in the Sechemet. And it's not meant for everyone, but he will do it. Aklapanim, it's a Zaya, that the name of Hashem is Shabbos. The Bazug is who? It's Klal Yisrael. Chas and Kala, no? Isn't that what we say? The Shabbos, the Kala, Klal Yisrael, the Malka, the Melech, the Malka. Right? This is all the Nyanim of Zug. That Klal Yisrael is Bazugai. Oh, and that's what the Ramban means. And since we're Bazugai, which means we go back to being attached to the Eibishter, that's tshuva. So there's no chatayim on Shabbos. There's no chatayim on Shabbos. But mainly there's no carbon musif with a chatos on Shabbos. Hakel Shalom, there's nothing, a person, it can't be over anything. He has nothing to bring a chatas for because the Shabbos is the mechila. The Shabbos corrects everything. You hear? And Shabbos is the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, needs to be understood, as I'll explain to you in a moment. But upon him, what do we have over here? That it's not just Shabbos coincidentally that you're supposed to do tshuva. It's Shabbos tshuva. Shabbos is tshuva. Shabbos and tshuva is one of the same. So we needed a Shabbos where the avodah, the essence, is only tshuva, which is the Shabbos. And the tshuva working hand in hand. The Mishnah Berurah brings us down in the Hakdamah from the Taz that they discuss. The Gemara says that if a person, even if he does have a desire to dar enish, if he keeps the Shabbos, maichalai, we forgive him. So what do you see? You see from here, the tshuva. The Gemara tells us that if Klal Yisrael keep two Shabbosim, the Gula would come. Why? Tshuva. Tshuva, how much? We do tshuva and the Gula comes. That's it's yeah. All a chelik of Lifnei Hashem.
I know.
It's all a chelik of Lifnei Hashem.
This is
good. It's all a chelik of Lifnei Hashem. Yeah, Rabbi, it's a gewaldic, huh? So now we understand what Shabbos Tshuva means. Shabbos Tshuva means just Shabbos, which coincidentally is in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or Shabbos that you should do Tshuva, but that the Shabbos becomes a part of the Tshuva. Shabbos Tshuva is one cheft, the Shabbos of Tshuva, that the Yisoidus of the Shabbos, especially after Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, the Lifnei Hashem, we create a Shabbos where a person's taka Lifnei Hashem, he's clean, and he comes Lifnei Hashem. Uboy Sidbuk, the person becomes Bazugai. He becomes bazugai. You know, it's an interesting thing. It says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elikecha. What's ad Hashem Elikecha? Till, right? The Medrash says aid. Not ad, but aid. Aid Hashem Elikecha. What does that mean? So I'm thinking maybe that's where the Rambam got the aid, the Yodea Talumais, that you take the Abish as a witness. The Rabbi Hashem is the witness. Where does that come from? That comes from Ad Hashem Elikecha, the witness. Shuva Yisrael, you do tshuva, Ad Hashem Elikecha. But maybe there's another taich over here too. You know, it says that we're becoming aid. An aid that the Rebbe Hashem creates the world. That's what Shabbos is. The Zohar says actually Shabbos is called Sahadusa. It's a Zohar. So Sama speaks about it, Barichas, many places, that Shabbos is called Eidus. Because it's Eidus that the Rebbe Hashem created the world. Now we're an aid, together with who? So Mishabur always brings down that you should have two people saying Vayechulu. The Chazanish says you don't need it. It's famous Chazanish, you don't need the two people. Even one person could say, where's the Eidus? So I'm thinking an interesting vart. You become a Shutif b'maisa b'reishis. With the Eibishter. Whoever Shomer Shabbos becomes a Shutif with the Eibishter Maisa Bereshis. The Eidus is you and the Eibishter together. Shabbos is the Eidus. You know, we find the halacha Panim Chadoshis. You don't need Panim Chadoshis on Shabbos for Sheva Brachos. Why? The Shabbos itself is Panim Chadoshis. Maybe the Shabbos itself becomes the Eid. The Rabbi Yishlam together with the Yid are made that the Bria Sa'ilam, that the Rabbi Hashem created the world. This is the Pshat Bazugai. The Shabbos has an aid, has a partner in his Eidus. Sadusa is the Metzius of Shabbos. Sadusa is the name of Shabbos. What is Shabbos called? It's called Sadusa. Shabbos, like I tell you, is the Eibishter. The Eibishter has a Bazug, another aid, and that's Klal Yisrael. And that becomes the two Edim that are made that the Rebbe Hashem created the world. The fact that the Eibush's name is Shabbos is the Taich because the person connects to the Eibushter through the Shabbos. Mamela, that's the name of the Eibushter. We find an interesting thing. I told you Tshuva is maybe a condition of Tshuva is. We'll close that. Tshuva is that it's Ad Hashem Elikecha, that it's Bay Sidbak, right? You become attached to the Eibishter. It's not just till the Kis Yaakovin. You become attached to the Rebbein Yishlam Bay Sidbak. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara asks the question, the Shteitim Pasik V'dafka, you should become attached, right, to the Eibishter. Could a person become davuk to the Shechina? It's fire. The Eibishter can't. You can't attach yourself to Eibishter. Ella, he's dabeg b'midaisof. Go and do in his ways. For example, if he's a rachum, you be a rachum. He's a chanun, mahu rachum, avat. And that's what you're mekayim u'boy sidbak. Right? So how does a person attach to the Eibishter? Through his midas, right? You know, we say Yud Gimel Midas, and now I'm getting back to the Shabbos with the Yud Gimel Midas. You know, we say Yud Gimel Midas, right, for Kapara, and whenever we say Yud Gimel Midas, it's Batuach, She'ena Chayzus Reikam. The Eibush will be Seleach and Mechaper Klal Yisrael. There's an interesting Gemara where this comes from. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught this by the Eibushter. Ilamali Mikra Kasuv. If not for the pasuk to write this, we wouldn't be able to say it on our own. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesativ B'talis Kishliach Tzibur. He put on a talis, and he was Herel Moshe Seder Zeh. He showed him this Seder, and he said, "Whenever Klal Yisrael Yasu Lefanai Kiseder Azeh." Remember the lashon Yasu Lefanai Kiseder Ani Moichalam Am Moichalam. Says the Shlach, it's not enough to say the Yud Gimel Midas. What do you have to do? You have to Yasu Kaseder Azeh. You have to behave in the Yud Gimel Midas. In the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have to be a Rachum and a Chanun. You have to be the Rachum. You can't just worry about a person says, Kael Rachum Echad. What about you? Well, he's a Rachum. What about you? Are you a Rachum? Are you a Chanun? So I want to say a Meridik of Vort. If you do what the Rebbeinu Shleilam is Rachum, and you do it, so that's a Boy Sidbuk. Right? Isn't that what it says? How you dovek today, Mishnah Chazal say, by doing his midas. Mahu Rachum Avata. What is tshuva? Lachser to be dovek in him. But Mela, through the Yud Gimel midas, a person is able to do tshuva. And Rabbi Shishri Meichel. It achieves the same thing as the tshuva, the Yud Gimel midas. The Yasu Lefonai Kiseder Azeh creates tshuva. What is tshuva like a sheriff in the Rambam? Be sidbuk. Be sidbuk. You're davuk to the Eibishter. Right? That's what Rambam says clearly. And what is tshuva? Tshuva is that he goes back and talks of a tshuva, be sidbuk. Huh? Be sidbuk, yeah? How is a person davuk in the Eibishter? If he's a rachum v'chan, right? That's what the Gemara says. He's davuk b'midaisov. Now that's understanding that we understand good the Gemara that if you would say the Yud Gimel Midas, which the Shlosh says it's not enough to say it, you have to do it. Now I know where mechila and slicha come from. Why? Because you mekayim the real tshuva. Be sidba. The same things with Shabbos. Rabbis say since Shabbos is being dovuk in the Eibishter, you become the bazugai of the Shabbos, which is the Eibishter, like the Ramban says. So you mekayim the bisit, that's tshuva also. It's all one and the same. The Yud Gimel Midas, the Shabbos, the tshuva. And now I understand the Shabbos tshuva, and now I understand the Yud Gimel Midas that are maybe said on the Shabbos tshuva. Because it's all the same thing. It's a Shabbos of Bisidbuk. It's a Shabbos of Bisidbuk. Where the person becomes Davik in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. With this Rabbi Sai, I want to explain to Yom Kippur. We have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. And I told you Shabbos Shabbos. And I explained to you because it's Lifnei Hashem. The Rambam says you have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Why? Says the Rambam, Perek Beis, says the Rambam, Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva LaKoel. It's a time of tshuva. L'yachid, l'rabim, v'hu keitz mechilu slicha. And it's a time of keitz, a time of slicha mechila. And therefore, l'fikach, famous Rambam, l'fikach, therefore, ha'chayav makal lasas tshuva. So the Mefarshim, the Achreinim, they all ask, why is it l'fikach? Because it's a time of tshuva, me'la mechuyiv to do tshuva. How is that mechayiv me that I should do tshuva? So I always understood the pshat very poshut. That there's a very famous shayla. It's called Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Yisrael Blazer's shayla. Rabbi Yisrael Blazer. What's the shayla? The Beinani, the tzaddik has his right away l'chaim, the rosh is right away l'mam, the Beinani is till Yom Kippur. If he does one mitzvah, right, so then he should have tipped the scale. But that's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? He has to do tshuva. If he does tshuva, then he tips the scale that he gets life. Asked or the Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser, why does he have to do tshuva? Let him do any mitzvah and he'll tip the scale. Why tshuva? So the truth is, they make it into Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser's kasha. So Salanta, it's way before the Ritva asks for a kasha. The Rishayim on the blood asked this kasha. But I guess it's like the Beis Yosef's kasha with Hanukkah, right? Why do we need the Nes of Hanukkah was 7 days, so why is it 8 days? It's not the Beis Yosef's kasha. It's way before the Beis Yosef. The Rishayim asked this kasha. But either way, it became the Beis Yosef's kasha. This became Rabbi Yisrael Salanter or Rabbi Yitzhak Blaser's kasha. And the question is, why do we have to do tshuva, just do one more mitzvah? And the answer is, and this is also there in the Rishayim, that since it's a time of doing tshuva, by you not doing tshuva is such a chamerdika thing that no matter what schus you do, it's not going to outweigh it. Yeah? Since it's the time of tshuva, by you not doing tshuva, that itself is such a shreklich hazach that no matter what mitzvah or thing you'll do, it's not going to compensate the fact that you didn't do tshuva. What do they mean? They mean this Rebbe Shari tshuva, that the ichra tshuva, the fact that you prolong doing tshuva is even worse than the aveir itself. Why? Shari tshuva, in the beginning of Shari tshuva, you know the Abish is angry at you. You know you can get away from it. It's like the story with the jail, that the door opens up and he doesn't run away. So you're, how you talking? You don't take the opportunity. I always give the marshal, my Zayda told me that in Shanghai, Kachuzi was giving out the visas, and the government found out, so they stopped him. And knowing that he's going to have to stop, so he went the night before, he went into the consulate, he took all the thousands of visas, and he threw them from the window. And people were jumping, you know, one on top of the other to get them, right? Same thing here too, the Rebbein Shalom is throwing from the window, Mechila Slicha. Which crazy guy wouldn't jump to get it? That itself should be a reason. If Rishon's giving you goodies in the street, when something diamonds, they're throwing diamonds in the street, who doesn't jump to get it? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn like that, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not about the zman of tshuva that's mechayiv you to do tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda learns it's in the pasuk itself. Says Rabbi Yehuda, and soon we're going to see the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is very meduyik, it's very precise. Shenema mikol chateisechem lifnei Hashem titarum. Al keni zirano akasa shenitaher lifnei Hashem b'tshuva seinu. Lifnei Hashem. We see the tshuva is lifnei Hashem titarum. But notice what the Rabbi Yehuda says. He didn't say you should go to tshuva. The Rabbi Yehuda right that a person should mechuyev to go to tshuva, like the Rambam says. He's mechpikach hakol chayavim lasis tshuva b'yayim akipur. He doesn't say that. What does he say? Lahayir adam esruchay. To be mayor yourself to go to tshuva. That's tshuva, that's enough.
Whatever it is.
So, that's enough. That's enough. Mitzvah saseim and atoyer lahayir adam esruchay lachse b'tshuva b'yayim akipurim. What's the pshat? Yes, for the lifnei Hashem it's enough. In Hilchis tshuva, kapara, you want a kapara, you better do real tshuva. The lifnei Hashem, Kayin didn't take care of his chet. He had to go to Galus. It's not going to be corrected with just a minute of tshuva. But the lifnei Hashem, that's what the Rambam means. MS, yesterday you were sunny, today you're rach. What, 1 minute MS? From day to day, it changes. What, it's a whole life's work to be about tshuva. That's for kapara. But to be lifnei Hashem, which means that you're a tzaddik, the Gemara says in Kedushin clearly, the person's Mekadosh, a woman, and he thinks to himself, even though he's a Rasha Gomer, I'm a Nashani Tzaddik Gomer. That's not a Tzaddik, but a Tzaddik Gomer. He's Mekadosh, a woman, even though he's a Rasha Gomer, but he says that I'm a Nashani Kedushin, it's a Kedushin, Misafik. Why? Shema, here are Tshuva Beliba. Here, that's enough. What happened to the Vidui? What happened? And the answer is, you're right, for Kaparis Avainis, he still needs a lot of work, this fellow. But to become a tzaddik, which means Lifonov, tzaddik Lifonov, Yelech, to be Lifnei Hashem, is enough Lahayir Ruchai Lachse B'tshuva B'yayim HaKippurim. Since Rabbeinu Yoina learned it from the Lifnei Hashem, so for him it sufficed Lahayir Ruchai Lachse B'tshuva. The Rambam learns that there's a din to do tshuva. Kapara, slicha. See, it's this time of slicha. Oh, So therefore you have to do what? Tshuva and vidui. See the lashon of the Rambam? The chiyuv is to do tshuva and to what? Vidui. The meila, the pshat is that we have to be ma'oir. Because with this ayiris already, you have the lifnei Hashem. This Rabbi Isai is the taich of Shabbos tshuva. Avada in Hilchus tshuva of slachlanu, that's not where the tshuva is about. It's not about the slachlanu tshuva. It's about the lifnei Hashem tshuva. It's the boy sidbak tshuva. It's what the Rambam is talking about in Perik Zayin Alach Vav. In the beginning, the Rambam talks about mechil and slicha. And the Rambam never even said to do tshuva. All the Rambam says, when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui, and with this you get a kapara and slicha. In Perik Zayin, the Rambam is talking about the tshuva chelik of it, not the slicha chelik. That it's mekar of the rechaikim lifnei Hashem. And this Rabbi Yehoshua says is a chelik of lifnei Hashem, on Yom Kippur, therefore it's lahoyer ruchai to become what? A person that's lifnei Hashem. And thus is the inyan for Shabbos tshuva. And thus is the inyan for the Yud Gimel Midas on Shabbos tshuva. And thus is the yisayit for Naseres Yemei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.